Forest and Bird is devastated by what it calls the government's disregard for rare wetlands in its latest update to the Essential Fresh Water 2020 regulations. The update removed protections that prevented further destruction of wetlands, with the changes providing consent pathways for industries like landfills, ski fields, water storage and coal mines. However, no new mines are permitted. Forest and Bird's freshwater spokesperson Tom Kay joins us now. Atamarie.
Kia ora.
What's happened here? What impact will this update have to our wetlands?
Well, the government's basically removed or significantly weakened the really strong protections that they had brought in for wetlands, including many of our coastal wetlands, which are really important sequesterers of carbon and important in our adaptation and slowing climate change. So they've introduced these pathways for destruction, essentially, like you say, ways that people can get consents to destroy wetlands for things like urban development, ski field infrastructure, quarries, coal mine expansion, and continuation. And basically that has flow-on effects for biodiversity, our birds, our fish, and climate, and our resilience to climate change.
Do we know why they've removed this?
Well, it's been mooted for a long time. There were several discussion documents and proposals and processes through which feedback was taken and which we voiced our concerns extremely strongly. But it seems an issue of practicality, I guess. People want to be able to do things in the places where the very few of our wetlands remain, you know, things like urban development, which you would think would be sort of crazy to go, hey, a low-lying area that's a wetland, we actually need to put houses there, you know, potentially becomes a massive flood risk and is not a great idea in the face of climate change. But we have people, industries that are pushing to be able to continue to develop despite the fact that we only have 10% of our wetlands left and despite the fact that those are critical in addressing climate change.
That's something that gets missed quite often around wetlands and the contribution they do and can have to climate change tackling climate change, I should say. Now, the government have said, though, that the consenting pathway has a high threshold here and that obviously it'll be tested quite extensively for any application. Do you not trust that will happen?
No, so the high threshold we think is quite a generous way of describing it. Basically, you need to show that you have some sort of national or regional benefit for your activity, or in the case of urban development, it's a district benefit. So, for example, you know, a ski field, pretty easy to argue a regional benefit. If you're one of a few ski fields in a region, you provide jobs. You can then say, well, we're going to destroy a wetland because we want to build a road. And it's really ironic because, you know, skiing and the ski field infrastructure tends to be really intensive. It's, you know, run diesel generators, all sorts of stuff that also contributes to climate change. And we're talking about being able to get rid of wetlands, which is storing carbon and helping us with climate change.
So I don't mean to interrupt you, but they say that they'll ensure there is no net loss of wetlands.
Yeah, so this is a generous description as well. Basically, the pathway provides for what's called the effects management hierarchy. So you essentially have to try and show that if you're going to destroy a wetland here, you can replace the values that have been lost from that wetland somewhere else. Now, if you can't do that, you can offset or you can compensate for those losses. And the compensation that you can provide can actually be financial. You can essentially pay to destroy that wetland, with the idea being that money needs to go to some sort of aquatic biodiversity benefit. But it may or may not be wetland related, and that does not equate to no net loss of wetlands. That's sort of just a recipe for wetland loss and facilitates loss.
So they're lying?
Sorry?
So you're pretty much saying that they're lying?
We're saying the government's interpretation of their changes is incorrect, yes.
Thanks for your time this morning. That is Forest and Bird's freshwater spokesperson, Tom Kay.